Barbados is off one European Union blacklist and is working to get off another. That's the word this morning from Special Envoy to the Prime Minister of Barbados on Investment and Financial Services, Avinash Prasad.
Well, the European Council, so that's the Council of the Prime Ministers and leaders of the European governments who make up the European Union, made a decision today to remove Barbados from their list of non-cooperative regimes, in their terms, it's sometimes referred loosely as their blacklist on tax issues. And we've moved to a secondary list of countries they are watching. We were put on this list in October of 2020. We felt it was very unfair, and we've been communicating and negotiating and discussing with Europe on that. They put us on the list because we had not achieved before 2018 commitments made on making sure that people who pay tax in Barbados are doing so because they've got substantial activities here. So even though we did the things that we had committed to after 2018, in particular passing some tough legislation on making sure that companies who pay tax in Barbados are companies with proper substance, because what they were concerned about was a company would be attracted to our low tax rates and not really have any business here, therefore be taking tax revenues away from other people. We've got some pretty tough substance rules, some of the toughest substance rules around the world, which means that you really have to be doing substantial activities here in Barbados if you claim tax residence here.
So you're saying that we remain on two international lists at the moment?
No, we were on two. We've just today announced by the council, we've come off the EU list on tax, and we remain on a list on anti-money laundering, where we need to show people that we have not only got the legislation, not only enforced it, but that we can show people that we have evidence that we've enforced it. That work is being done, and we expect to be off that list as well.
What is the scope for Barbados now in this international financial area? I mean, with all the back and forth, how has it hurt us? And what is the potential for this, for growth in this vital area for us?
Well, we do need to fight in this space, because ultimately, if we want to be a wealthy, civilized society, we need to have economic activity. We need to have taxes being collected to pay for our welfare state. You know, the front line on COVID has been the national insurance scheme. It's cost the national insurance scheme $160 million to provide unemployment benefit. There are hundreds of millions of dollars being spent in other kinds of responses to COVID, be it on health expenditures. So we need to make sure that we have these revenues. And where is the greatest potential for expansion of revenues? It's by being a global player and having global activity going on in Barbados, especially if we want to move our economy towards the future, towards science and technology. And the future is going to be dominated by a few global platforms on the internet, and we need to be party to that. So we need to be involved in international activity. As I said before, we need to be very strong in international tax diplomacy, seeing how the rules are changing, how we can preempt those changes, and continuing to play good, smart games that mean that we always stay ahead. We've signed up now to the multilateral agreements on tax information exchange, and that's all part of that story. So we need to remain engaged. We need to continue to attract companies that are going to be helping us to export professional services by Barbadians abroad. And I think this whole exercise has shown it's difficult, but I don't think we have much choice.
Professor Avinash Prasad on Sagicor's Early Business.